Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Midday Joy with Nati, Monday to Friday, 12 to 3 p.m.
You're listening to Kaya 959, and it's Midday Joy with me, Unati. On the line, we have Managing Director Tato Molamo of Lima, and Lima is Leaders in Motion Academy. And he's on the line to tell us about the fully paid scholarships that are on offer for unemployed youth and persons with disability. And we're talking specifically digital content creation within this fourth revolution that we find ourselves in. Good afternoon, Tato. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, good afternoon, Sisunza. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Are you good? You're obviously in great spirits and in a very, very good place because you're offering some kind of hope for others out there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, with the current situation in the country, you know, it's just worsening the situation. And I guess also just between, you know, all of us to heed the call, you know, to find ways of obviously resuscitating the skill sets in the creative sector. And I think for us as the Leaders in Motion Academy, when we started in 2018, part of it we started as a pilot project. We put some money behind it, you know, went and raised some money. We had about 35 students. We then went and we partnered with the Department of Communications and Digital Technology to train 92 students in future skills. You know, you're looking at new economies that are growing, that includes gaming, that includes animation. And obviously COVID-19 hasn't really helped, you know, because the global film industry has been impacted. And there's been a vacuum of locally produced content, you know. And what we realized is that it's just a matter of access and skill sets. And we wanted to give the same quality education that every child in South Africa deserves, you know, no matter the color. But obviously we come from a disadvantaged community being black, and we had to look at the need from a township economy point of view. We've got big players coming into SA. Streaming has become, you know, also a great opportunity for filmmakers to make money. But when you realize that a lot of township kids don't have that 80,000 rand to pay for film school to get all the way to NPF level 7. We needed to start looking at how do you bridge the gap, you know, especially in the digital education space, you know, because I myself sit here today, you know, having moved to become an actor, to become a radio presenter, to become a businessman, because someone gave me an opportunity. And growing up in Botswana allowed us to get involved in a lot of big projects, you know, and this was actually for free. So, you know, we just thought that it's really just creating a platform, because that's what a lot of young people are asking for. And also people living with disabilities, why not give them an opportunity? Because, you know, we can't judge a person based on their physicality, you know, because there's a lot of brain power, there's a lot of creativity. And with that dilapidating of art centers and sports centers, there's been a high increase in crime, teenage pregnancies, low self-esteem in young people. We're living in a global economy where there's digital opportunities. And, you know, that's really been a big thing for us. And we're celebrating 3 years as Lima, you know, and we thought, what else can we do? And we're very fortunate, you know, as we were going on a stakeholder business development tour, and, you know, we got to meet with the Rand Merchant Assurance Group, and we sent our business plan to say we want to train 1,000 students, you know, in digital skills by 2025. You know, how can you be part of helping the creative sector? And, you know, it's our first project that they're also funding that's within the creative sector. I mean, how many of our artists today are sitting at home not knowing what to do? You know, and we thought, let's create a platform for young people.
Tato, let me not
really get involved.
Let me not lose you there, and I understand, you know, your collaborators are very important, but obviously our listener is more important than anything else, and that's the reason why we've got you on air today. I'm looking at admission requirements, and I'm looking at the offerings that you have: high certificate in animation and visual effects, high certificate in digital film production, higher certificate in game design and production. How do our listeners enter? What basic qualifications do they need? You say our youth and also our citizens who are physically disadvantaged. So who meets the criteria very loosely, and how can they enter?
I mean, if you are between the ages of 18 and 40, you know, you are a young South African citizen, you've passed matric, just didn't have the opportunity to further your studies. You have an interest in the creative sector. You also have an interest to build yourself as an entrepreneur, because part of our offering is that, you know, we do personal mastery and also help you also develop yourself as a business leader outside of, you know, teaching you the soft skills, creating of opportunities for you to also move to entry of level 6 and 7. So between those ages, I mean, we did say youth, but we do understand that, you know, others also might not have had the privilege and might have missed the youth bracket. So we also wanted to extend, you know, that that opportunity. So we are really, really encouraging also young females to get into the space of game design and animation. You know, a lot of our applications already are in film, but we really just want to really drive more young people to really, you know, challenge themselves and get into animation. So if you are young, you're a creative, you've also been a coder, this is definitely an opportunity that I think can be explored for young people. You can go to our website, which is www.limacademy.co.za, or just Google Leaders in Motion Academy, which will take you straight to our website. The three different courses are uploaded there. And then, you know, pending obviously success, you will then go into an assessment process. Once you've then obviously gone through that assessment process, you know, we're hoping that we will start in August, you know, hoping that things settle down in the country. But failing that, we will obviously start our classes online. So we're really just encouraging young people to get out there, get on the net, you know, and apply.
Thank you so much for your time. 8 minutes to go before the top of the hour. We're talking about a fully paid scholarship with regards to creating content digitally in this new age that we find ourselves in.
Dayjoy with Unati, Monday to Friday, 12 to 3 p.m.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.